Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another episode of the Rag Company Podcast. Welcome all of you who are watching and listening right now. I've got Levi Gates to my right.
Why, hello, Dane.
The judger of Porsches. To my left, I've got Anthony Fisher.
Thanks, Dane. I'm also a judger of Porsches.
And an owner of an Evo you will never, ever see. Mm-hmm. All right, so, and I'm Dane Hennon, for those who missed it. But anyway, housekeeping. Let's start things off. What's going on in the world of TRC?
Well, thanks for asking, Dane. Oh, I got a haircut.
Yeah, you did. Well, that's not about TRC,
I didn't,
sure.
I didn't do my hair today, right, just because I rode my motorcycle, but I just want you to know that it is look good. It looks good.
Okay.
I like the way it looks. Now, in terms of housekeeping, right, things going on this week, some people saw that we had posted a reel last Friday, which I think was pretty cool.
On Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. So we're trying to up our reel game. I understand that, you know, we haven't been living under a rock. We are well aware that, you know, reels and TikTok exist. It's just the capacity in which we are able to get those things out, right? And so we have an entire media team, but much of us are kind of dedicated to getting all the YouTube content out, the listing content, videos related to, you know, Amazon and everything like that. And so it's tough because, you know, we're finding that really the reels and the TikTok portion of things, I mean, it's like it needs another, we almost need another person for it, right? Mm-hmm. Just that lives specifically on that platform. But we are going to try to start integrating that the best we can into our social media just to make things fun and interesting. But I think that Bryant killed it
on that
order, showing you guys kind of like a fulfillment on the fulfillment side of things. And so we want to start making that a thing. Our goal is to shoot for, you know, in the upcoming weeks, maybe two reels a week, maybe 2 to 3 reels a week. And we want to do more of that stuff on the fulfillment side. And so be able to go into the warehouse and include everybody there who wants to be a part of it and who wants to knock out some orders. And again, the idea is that, you know, we'll kind of give you a heads up when we might be shooting some of this content so you could get in an order if you wanted to around that time, with the potential that that order
get a prize.
Could be chosen, right, for, you know, for whatever it may be. And we might throw in something cool, right? So last week we threw in a banner. I'm trying to get them to really up it, you know, up it.
If it's the kind of order that looks good on camera, there's a good chance.
I was thinking, you know, what do you guys think about throwing in maybe an IK Foam Pro 2? They're like, hey, Anthony, you're getting a little crazy with it. Okay, well, we'll see.
Down the road, you never know. It could be kind of fun. I like it.
Down the road, we can have some fun with it.
Look, here's 5 liters of C2V3. Yeah. Costs $150.
Yeah.
That's pretty bold.
5 liters.
I see you bought 250 mLs of C2V3. Why not? Let's bump that up.
Guys, we're losing all of our money. We're just losing it all because we're trying to appease a lot.
Yeah. But let's see. So from there, though, I would say other housekeeping things is that this week we are going to hopefully be knocking some stuff out for the off-road line in the next week.
Yep.
So the PNS off-road line is fantastic. I mean, if you guys haven't tried it yet, it's absolutely amazing. We haven't had enough time to create content on it, right? Coming out of TRCMA, it's been extremely, extremely busy. So we actually had some of the team go out and scout
some locations this weekend.
Taking their vehicles off-road so we can get a cool idea maybe how to get some B-roll, how to incorporate that, you know, showing kind of the off-road side of things. Because while Levi, Dane, and I are more on-road monsters, right, we like to, you know, pull some G's in the corners in our own vehicles.
There's nothing I like doing more in my Suburban than to try and pull 3 G's in a corner.
Well, you see me carve those tailgate corners in the van.
Yeah, we have other employees here that prefer the off-road taste of things.
Or at least looking like
they like to
off-road.
Look like they know how to off-road.
Yeah. Well, all their vehicles look like they know how to off-road. Like, there was a shot where Gabe drove his Land Cruiser up onto a pebble.
Yeah, and so, tiny little rock. I thought it was weird. Mm-hmm. And then he said, look how bad it is
off-road.
Look
at this articulation I was like, on this pebble.
Yeah, it does look bad on off-road.
I was like, isn't that thing more capable than that?
Had to disconnect my sway bar and everything.
I hear those Toyotas, though, reliability is kind of tough on those on that terrain. So I get it.
Now, they're just not good.
Other things. To look forward to. So off-road content. Stjarna Gloss is still coming. We've been shooting a ton of content for reels, TikTok, and even just YouTube that we just haven't put out yet, mainly for the fact that we don't really have the full bottle size products. And
some stuff has to wait.
We're looking May 10th. ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ish. Getting
around,
there.
Around that time. So we're coming up on it, and then which means that we are 1 month away, about a month and 3 days away before we leave on our European vacation.
It's really crazy.
So we're excited for that. Visit all of our friends.
Yeah. May 30th.
Still waiting on my passport.
Yep. But May 30th, come see us at the Rag Company EU in Hengelo, Netherlands. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're going to be enjoying it. Also, Wednesday, everybody, reminding you, King's Day, national holiday for our Amsterdam and Dutch brothers in arms, so to speak. So we're going to be wearing
brothers and it's a coffee place.
Oh, okay, not Dutch brothers. But anyway, just make sure you wear your orange, and I think maybe we'll get we'll be enjoying some stroop waffles.
Ooh, yes.
Maybe
please.
You and I'll pop in. Maybe the three of us will take shots of that König bitter.
Ooh.
Which I think makes you fall asleep.
Oh, okay. It's just sleep medicine.
It's probably not a good thing
take
to
some
drink.
King beer.
Take shots of that. No. Yeah. No, but I was going to say...
forgot.
What were you going to say?
You're a liar. You were going to say anything.
I was going to say something. I totally forgot.
How came it and you lost it that fast?
We're usually so good off the cuff.
Is this what another 10 years will
do
happening, to me?
This is what happens.
Oh, my God.
I had it. Okay. Anyway, I'll remember it again. Let's keep going.
Okay. Other things, though. Some cool content coming out because I know people want to see more of the Starting Gloss products. I would say that in terms of, you know, TRC stuff, you know, people have been, you know, saying, hey, you know, when are you guys going to be back in stock and all of these things? I think every single week we are getting a new shipment in of towels or products that have been maybe temporarily, you know, out of stock for a little bit.
Yeah, and the biggest thing to remember, guys, over since, gosh, what, 8 weeks? Mm-hmm. We've had a total of like 22 containers in transit.
Yeah.
Total. So every container has got something different as they've been arriving, as they've been opening. And like we said, sometimes there's clay towels on them. Sometimes there's not. So, but there's new products. There's new towels. Like you said, there's new things coming. So keep your eyes peeled. That's good stuff.
All right.
All right. So, I mean, that's really all I got. I would say, sale-wise, I think maybe keep your eye out for Cinco de Mayo, possibly.
Oh, I like that. We're going to have some nachos.
Have a little fiesta, right? Have a siesta.
Delicious.
And a fiesta, maybe in the same day.
Yeah.
For Cinco de Mayo, what do you say we bring in a bunch of nachos for the media studio, right? Mm-hmm. Have ourselves a nacho cookout. Nacho cookout.
I like that, too. Maybe bring a Blackstone, cook up some tacos, some fajitas.
Do something like that, I mean, we'll see if we can do some carne asada on some nachos. Dane, you like carne asada?
I love carne asada.
You a big carne asada? I can tell you're a carne asada guy just by looking at you.
I do. I love me.
It's the cheapest of the meats.
I love carne asada. I love enchiladas, you name it. Although, chimis. I'm built like a chimmy.
Dane loves his chimichangas.
You're turning into a chimmy.
Deep fried and loaded with all kinds of fat. Delicious.
However, I did notice you are wearing
I am loving this,
here.
By the way.
You're wearing
this is
a new
my
flame.
New Dixon Patina.
What do you think?
I really like it.
I think it's one of my new
and
favorite colors.
And the snaps
colors.
Are cool.
Well, so, and we all like said this. That, you know, we all looked at it and said, it looks pretty good. Seeing it in person.
I haven't seen it in person,
In person, it's way better.
Way cooler. And so that's a good-looking flannel,
Dane. It's legit.
I hope you bring that with us on our UK adventure.
I've got a few more in the bag, too. Ooh, so I might, as the week goes on, rotate.
We'll see a few more of these.
I like that.
Okay, so that's pretty much it. How did everybody's weekends go?
Well, I wanted to say, before we start on
we
our
have
weekends,
a lot of comments here.
You guys need to understand that Anthony and I are now concourse-level Porsche Club judges.
Yeah, we are.
Authorized by the Porsche Club of America.
So they knighted us,
it was
right?
A weird. Yeah. It was very strange. They knighted us and then gave us Porsche hats.
Yeah, so that
white
was,
ones.
That was
which I
pretty
was
cool.
Weird.
Yeah, no, they knighted us with a control arm. So they said, "Bow down, Leviticus Gates," right? And then they like
arise,
took the control
judge.
Arm. Rise, judge gate, yep. and then it was weird. They put the hat on you, and then there's this weird like. Glow that
it was
happened.
Almost like I had a Porsche jacket on too
but it just looked like it,
it
at that
like
time
it. Yeah and with so, racing stripes and stuff.
But yeah so I mean if
and
if
then they did the same to you and all of a sudden you with the hat they put on you I thought was a little I got the like like the ball cap style dad hat, Porsche cap. Didn't fit my head very well.
Correct.
But when they knighted you, you had the brown like sun hat with the bandana.
I did.
That said like kind of like a Monterey classic.
Dear. It was.
Like quail something golf style hat.
Very something similar to that. Well worn too.
Yeah. It kind of smelled.
Yeah.
But they said a rise judge.
I think speaking Anthony of things Fisher. That smelled, G. Davis had a good point.
Gross.
Ooh.
That's gross.
Yikes.
So Travis is wondering, where are the white TRC vinyl stickers? They're probably not on the website anymore, but we do have some in stock.
We haven't had it. We haven't had them.
So Travis, here's a little. Let me know when you send in an order. Say, hey, I just placed an order. I'll go find it, and I'll pull a sticker for you, okay? Yeah. Got to email me, though, levi@theragcompany.com. Okay. Yeah, it's very similar, G. Davis, just like a Pope hat and robe, but a Porsche jacket, like racing jacket, and a white ball cap. So
I mean, I think it's a law if you're over the age of 40 and you have any sort of Porsche vehicle, you have to have a piece of an article of clothing that says Porsche on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a rule, apparently.
So G. Davis makes a comment here. I gotta just get to this.
I know. I was kind of dancing around it here.
After viewing the Batman second time on HBO Max, I strongly recommend Anthony be publicly flogged for calling it the best Batman movie ever. Thank you. So G, I still stand by my opinion. However, I said The Dark Knight, right? And this one,
The Dark Knight is right there. Absolutely. It's like a 9.5 versus a 10 or a 9.7 versus a 10.
I liked this Batman.
I mean, and
this Batman
think,
was fantastic.
I mean, this Batman, again.
But G's issue with it wasn't Batman. His issue with it was the characterization of Bruce Wayne.
Oh,
and the thing I say is,
I think it's fine.
Allow it to be its own thing because I think it's actually a pretty realistic take on it. He didn't have the whole billionaire playboy facade in this one because he's kind of a broken person in a sense as to what happened to him, and it's still fresh in this. It's
so
not, you know,
if I were to rate it, right, because I think it's hard to, for a movie to get like a perfect 10, right?
Yeah,
in my opinion. But I would say, if let's just say this was a 9.7,
there's always room
in
for improvement.
theaters, right, I would say it's like a 9.1 at home, right? The problem is that movie is so damn dark that you can't see it. Like, you know, I had a blind kind of open during the day. I couldn't even see what was going on. It's pitch black, right? So you have to watch that movie in darkness with good sound, and you have to give it your full attention. Yeah. That's the only way you're going to enjoy it. It's not one of those sit back on your phone. Oh, that's the scene's cool.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get involved.
Well,
and it's
Andrew
fun.
Will physically
Andrew is
G. Davis
protecting you.
Protecting you. It was very nice of Andrew to stand up in your honor.
Physically contest you to protect both Anthony and the Batman.
Like Bane, but softer.
It's very nice of you, Andrew. Andrew, by the way, congrats on the new job at Porsche.
Yeah,
That's awesome. Does Andy Ward work at that one? That's like the largest Porsche dealership in the world.
Yeah.
Or in the U.S.
Because you are
where
you're
Andrew's
in the
working,
right area.
In Orlando. I think Andy Ward is the detailer there, the main detailer. Proficient X, one of the owners of KXK. Mm-hmm. I think he's still there.
Isn't Porsche's like home base for the U.S. in Georgia, though?
It's in Georgia, but the dealership in Florida is what receives almost all the allotment for the entire nation, as far as I know.
For the East Coast, they got to be one of
those. No, they are the place. So, like, if you get a Porsche for Boise, it comes from Florida.
Interesting.
Like, so, I would like to buy a Porsche.
So, that's
tomorrow.
When you could, well, like, tomorrow.
What should I do?
I think what we do, Anthony, is we'll go down, talk to our new friend, Jeff, get ourselves a couple of allotments.
Okay.
Some orders in.
Some orders, okay.
I don't know how we're going to pay for them.
What's the down payment typically on one of these?
I think just
like
down
like
payment is probably...
It's like one of your cars.
About, I think we have to trade in a couple cars. Maybe couple the Civic
cars.
And the Elantra.
Maybe the CRZ. I can
the
trade
CRZ,
that in.
You can trade
I got for 2400 bucks. Maybe they'll give
might
me...
Might be able to get a lot out of that.
You're getting slipped into a base model Macan.
$15,000, $20,000 for it, and I can...
I was talking to Jeff about how I like the Macans and how I asked... I said, he goes, you should get one. And I said, my wife said, if I got one... The only time I could have one is if we were divorced. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh.
You that's a divorce.
And I said, that's so rough. I have to get divorced to get a Porsche. So,
if I get a divorced, I'm getting a cooler one than the Macan.
What's the one? It's kind of it's the Cayman, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of more affordable.
Yeah. It's the coupe version of the Boxster, essentially.
Right. So it's not the GT4. Right.
Just the Cayman.
Just the standard Cayman.
Right.
Yeah. But I would like the spoiler on the back.
Okay.
Well, that you could can that's probably my, like Porsche is famous for letting you a la carte options out the wazoo.
So I want to add that spoiler, similar to like a Honda Civic, right? You can add the spoiler for about maybe $300 bucks. Is that about what I'm looking at?
I think
you add a zero to that bare minimum.
$3,000. Is that painted or unpainted?
Probably unpainted.
Ah, oh, dang it.
Knowing Porsche, they have a knack.
You're making this hard for people like me to get into.
But that's
this.
That's you yeah. buying a new Porsche. Now, you know what's more expensive than buying a new Porsche?
What's that, Dean?
Buying a used Porsche.
So then how do I get a Porsche?
Because they just have this magical thing where they keep appreciating it's a remotely desirable model.
We talked about this prior. Here's the kind of Porsches we need, Anthony, you and me.
Yeah.
924s, 80s 924s.
Ooh, okay.
The Porsche and 16 candles.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Andrew,
all right.
Clearing
we get them. That's what I thought. So.
And the 718 is what the Boxster became.
So that's what we're going to get, 924s. We can pick them up for about $2,000 without a motor in them.
Okay, right? I like where you're going with this.
Right? Yeah. They're built basically like Civics and Elantras. Very mm-hmm. simple, easy to work on, something we could build our own way, do some cool stuff with it.
Yeah, dude, I grew up in an Astro van. I know all about Astro vans.
So we build them up. Here's what we do. Get in with Nick Stay Nate. Yeah. LS swaps.
Yeah.
Ooh, like a 4.8 or a 5.3.
Starting we can to do seem some a crazy more stuff. Realistic. Okay, right? Yeah.
Then RWB swap.
So I don't think you can RWB one of those.
We can just call up our friends at Clinched Flares some Clinched Flares on them. Those guys don't do anything anyway, it seems. They just hang out and sit in lawn chairs.
Rods.
So we tell them what our plan is.
Like, hey, how would you guys want to RWB this, right?
Yeah.
And they say, well, we can't technically use that. I said, how would you guys like to ADA this,
right? That's right.
And they're like, America's the Disabilities Act? And I'm like, close enough, right?
So then we rattle can them.
Yeah.
Our custom paint job skills.
I feel comfortable doing that. Yeah.
Right? Compared to the paint that we looked at this last week, we could do a pretty good dang good job.
Yeah.
Then we show up at one of these show and shines, dominate.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
These guys don't know what hit them.
So here's the
way
we
get
I
out
understand.
With our Porsche hats on, our Porsche jackets, ready to rock and roll.
So I've never truly gotten to drive like a Porsche.
So I've driven over. I've driven over at least 900 different Porsche models.
So I've driven one, right? Yeah. I've driven.
They're not
one.
Very good drivers.
Technically,
they're actually kind of possibly one of the worst cars.
Technically,
I've ever
the first
driven.
One I ever drove.
I'm gonna have an aneurysm.
How funny is that? The first Porsche I ever drove was Matt's. GT3 RS, right?
Yeah.
What a horrible Porsche to start with.
I know, right? You just like, you're going downhill.
What a bad, place to start with one of those cars, right?
Oh my God.
However, I will say, right, I mean, that was pretty wild, mm-hmm. right? That was pretty crazy. But
I'll stand by it. The Panamera, most beautiful Porsche ever designed or developed in the history of Porsches.
So, Dave,
unless it's a Cross Turismo,
myself,
I'm not interested.
Myself, as a person who has spent hours, days within the simulator, right? The racing simulator that I own, right? Play a set of Corsa. I load up some Porsches on there. Those are the worst handling cars like in the game. I have the least amount of fun in any of the Porsches.
What is your metric for worst?
Oh, Dane, they just are
just because you don't know how to handle a vehicle whose engine is behind the rear axle.
Dane, you don't know how to handle a vehicle whose engine's behind the rear axle.
Throw me into the damn Fiat 500.
How many vehicles have you owned with one?
I haven't owned any. I've driven them, though. Dang, I've driven a 993, 911.
I can drive a Fiat 500 in that game faster than I can any one of those Porsches. Especially
sounds like a skill deficit.
What's that one Porsche? The black something? The Blackbeard? Blackbeard? Blackbird?
You're talking about Yellowbird?
Yeah, Yellowbird.
That's the rough, the one that we've wiped down.
It's the roof Yellowbird, right?
Yeah, we've worked on that many times.
Horrible car.
It is. It's one of the most ugliest vehicles
I am about to fight some people.
Now, I will say it sounds pretty good, though.
Yellowbird is one of the most significant.
So much fun. My experience comes from playing this in a video game. However, I will say,
right,
I
Ricky?
Would like,
right?
I would,
that humpback whale
wanna,
of a car.
Do you want to know why I want to? I would
stunning.
Own a Porsche.
The Cross
do you
want
to know why?
Rocks, huh. But the original
this is
Panamera
Dane. Is. Here is the absolute reason why I would own a Porsche. The 100% reason. Mm-hmm. I would own it because the paint is indestructible, apparently, from
right.
what we've seen this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. These cars that we saw this weekend, these cars are 20, 30, 40 years
they
old,
get put
right?
through some crazy...
With original paint that have been California dusted their entire life. They have been improperly washed. They've been autocrossed. They've hit things with them. And some way, somehow, it's still... Okay.
All those guys, all of them, we're walking around and this car is beat on all four corners. It looks like it's been, it's hit every parking cone and traction cone everywhere. And literally these guys, he's like, well, you know, I did some touch up paint and stuff. And these guys are like, oh, all right. Yeah. Wow. Just beautiful car. Thank you for showing us. Looking so great. This is so great. Man, I just I love the way you did this. And man, such a beautiful, stunning piece of machinery. And I'm like, well, my Elantra is in far better shape than this piece.
But that paint can come back. It always comes back. Like I could, we could take one of those.
Oh, totally.
We could refine every single one of those in that parking
totally.
Lot and make it perfect. But that's what I don't understand is because with how old these things are, right? Regardless of whether they've sat outside or in a garage, some way, somehow, the paint on them is in good shape, right?
Yeah, no, paints are beautiful. It's
because
Volkswagen paint.
I am envious of the Porsche paint. Yeah. I would love to have a Porsche just because of the paint job that it probably has mm-hmm. and knowing that that's going to last forever. Yeah.
So, fun fact, Porsche Club of America is now stating if you PPF or ceramic coat a vintage Porsche, you can no longer show it at concourse. It's not eligible for concourse.
If you do what?
That's what I heard.
If you PPF it.
If you PPF and ceramic coat because it keeps the paint so smooth.
If that's not a great advertisement for PPF,
so,
I don't know what it is.
No, so they're literally saying like you won't
be
able
good.
To.
It's like a cheat code.
Yeah, they're literally
so you
saying
can't
you won't be able to show it.
Wow.
Now, it just means like you'll lose points
right.
on it if you do try to show or they just won't let you in depending on who it is. Mm. So like that newer 911 Carrera 4 GTS that was there. He was like, it's ceramic coated. It's and he was wiping down the car mm-hmm. with bead right. maker and Eagles beforehand. Yeah. The car was flawless.
You some of these guys, so I could totally see them like the way they spend money on these cars. There are some who would just have PPF installed. Then when they feel like entering a show, like maybe a few weeks in advance, they'll have PPF removed, have the whole car detailed. And
I can see
it.
Well, that's totally fine. That's what I would expect.
Yeah.
But like
and
our friend,
it,
so our friend Gary, who we see at Monterey, he's a financier of jets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Private jets. He's always at Gordon McCall's party. He was there with his recently gifted to him 911, black 911 that he got from a deceased friend. How great is that? Lose one of your buddy sends you a 911 in his will. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So he has this 911 that he was showing me. Beautiful car, in great shape. Some light scratches, but a lot of that was just like touching. But it had some old PPF that wasn't coming out.
Crusty stuff.
So he was saying, I need to talk to Matt because I need to get it all redone in the front. Okay. So, but anyway, beautiful car. He mm-hmm. came, but he didn't put it in the judging. I was like, why didn't you put it up for judging? This thing's perfect. It's actually the best car here in terms of quality.
Yeah.
And detail. And he's like, oh, yeah, I just didn't think about it. So that's why I gave him that gold pack when we left, right before we left. I was like, here you go, man. And he's like, oh, I've been talking to this guy.
Oh, man.
So,
wild. That's crazy. Yeah.
Let's stop.
But yeah, like I said, I'd probably buy one just for the paint alone. I don't know why Matt keeps buying them, right? Because, you know, Matt loves Porsches too, right? But he gets rid of them all the time.
So yeah,
he replaces them.
They
with
must
another.
Not be that great.
I know. That's what I think.
He's replacing them all the time.
Well, his whole thing is always pursuing whatever the best in his mind is that day. So it's just a constant evolution of, oh, this new thing came out. I got to get that
so
now.
Isn't there, there's something new that came out this year or it's coming out
well,
coming out
I
soon?
Mean, in the case of the Cayman, there's a GT4 RS, which was really hard to get your hands on, but yeah, I believe he has one on the way.
Yeah.
Or else he's received it. I don't know. I haven't double-checked to see if he's got it yet or not.
I don't know. Like I said, it would be pretty cool to I think what would help me, mm-hmm. would help ground me, is probably driving an older one, right? An mm-hmm. older air-cooled Porsche, just so I can understand maybe like the where it all started.
You would just buy a Volkswagen. All you got to do is get a Volkswagen machines. Beetle and do this.
You think so?
Yeah. It's the same car.
The classic. Literally.
Same car.
So
classic put-down.
One thing that most people don't realize is the Carmagia.
Yeah.
is just built on a Type 1 chassis, which is what the first 356 Speedsters were built
basically,
on.
Basically, yeah.
So, and with the same engines, just a little more horsepower. So all you need is a Volkswagen Beetle.
The thing is, but a Beetle doesn't sound like an air-cooled Porsche.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does?
Sounds just like those old 356s.
Then maybe I need to start with a Volkswagen Beetle and then work my way up.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Andrew.
I've experienced the best of the best in the in the Porsche realm.
Yeah.
I now need to experience, where it all started, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? In 10 years, I could be wearing a hat like Joey from Friends and come in with my Porsche vest and be like,
I like it.
Hey, guys, just draw no attention to it.
Uh-huh.
Anthony, did you buy a Porsche? Me? No.
No.
Me? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe no. I did.
The dream car now is a Singer.
I think building a rowdy 924.
Yeah.
I think just building like a rowdy beast of a 924 would not be something that would be.
You're going for the narrow body 924?
Yeah. Well, okay. If I found a 944, I would. Because it's got the wider fenders.
Yeah.
But if all I could get was a 924, I'd still build something vicious.
Oh, yeah. It's still it's a great
I would build it just to be a scary monster of a car that people would be like, why did you build that? Because it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. I could see Augie driving something like that.
I had a neighbor with a 968, which was basically the 924 became the 944, became the 968. And by the time the 968 came out, that design had been going since the 70s. So it was pretty old, but they just kept updating with like new headlights and stuff. The 968s are funky looking little cars, but they're cool. And I did get to drive one once. It was interesting. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's interesting, Dane.
I will so, leave
Dane,
it
what'd you do
that.
This weekend?
So my weekend was pretty reserved. I had my uncles in town. I had Scott and Alan dropping by. It was really nice. Caught up with those guys. They were coming up from the Bay Area. And they were always kind of thinking about moving to Boise, but they haven't done it yet. But they've been talking about it for years and years. They just weren't
Should've
retired
done it
at
2 years ago.
Now they're finally at that point where they're retired and they can do this kind of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, they're still looking at the market going, whoa, things kind of changed.
It's kind of the same. It's almost
So it's a little bit of a switch up in terms of what to expect in Boise compared to a few years ago. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are like, don't come here. And I get it. Like, people freak out. These guys are fine, though. They've moved to, like, the North End or something and just call it a day and be happy with that. Because they like, walking to markets and stuff like that. So that's their whole thing. They're good with that.
And one of them's your mom's brother?
Yes.
Wait, who's moving here?
So, but he's from here.
They're
he
not
grew
moving
up here.
Though.
He grew up here.
Yes. Yes, Scott.
So it's okay.
Here.
It's
Scott's
okay.
Scott's my mom's older brother.
Yeah, he's an original.
Yes.
OG.
He left Boise in 1979, but he lived here since the friggin' 50s.
Right. Yeah. So he's fine. He's fine. So
he's fine.
Yeah. As a Boise resident of over 150 years,
he said
they're
buying a property here. Or what are they
doing? They're always kind of looking at what the market's doing here to see if like maybe we could get a condo here and actually move here and get out of California or whatever. And they're looking and they're thinking,
Do they own the place in Baja, California?
No. That's a different uncle.
That's a different uncle. Okay.
Yeah. No, these guys are.
Dane has quite a few different uncles.
These guys are in Point Richmond area.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're kind of, they're on the bay, but they got cool condo there with a great view of the bay and everything.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of, looking around. They really like, kind of up by like High Park.
What they think of your place?
They thought it was really cool. Now everybody got a little tour of my house and stuff. I showed them around. It still looks like a work in progress, obviously. But I showed them
how you've been there a year.
They brought me some. I've been there a year. I've been there since January.
Not even that. Not even really that.
I've been in that house probably
maybe
half
a
that
month
time
total.
Because of all that crap. So, yeah, that's not fun. But I'm looking forward to enjoying the house long term. I really love the time I spent in it now. I just want to get that stuff over with, mm-hmm. with the whole bathtub being reinstalled and everything. Let's get there. So, yeah, I would say that's kind of the goal there. But they did get me some housewarming gifts, which was very nice. They got me a couple of gift cards for Liz and I to go down to Edward's Nursery, which is right up the street.
It's right across the street.
We haven't gone in there before, but she and I actually took a walk around it.
That was my evening walk as a child.
Gorgeous around there. And that was so cool.
That was our evening walk. My dad would take us every night.
I love it. Like, you'd probably like it.
Yeah, every night, my dad would go, let's go for a walk. And we'd go, woo, and we'd get on our bikes, we'd get the dog. And we would walk from our house to just down Tamarack to Edward's greenhouse, because they had a cutout in the fence for the neighborhood. So you could just... like Little Rascals, you climb through the fence and you're in the greenhouse. And then my dad on certain days would let us, they had these plants that they'd automatically close up when you touch them, not like a Venus flytrap,
but
a sensitive touch plant. And so we'd each get one of those, and I swear they were dead by the time we made it home. Like, I had uprooted mine, or my sister dropped hers or whatever, but they would always give those out. But Edwards, gorgeous place. Cool little greenhouse. Really been there for 50 years, 60
years.
Did
not realize how large the actual facility was there. It's basically like when you drive, you know how, okay, my house is on the hill, then there's Hill Road, and then just below the road, it kind of inclines down. And then you have a area where it's like a loop, and it's just a road that goes around the nursery and comes back up to Hill Road. Yeah, it's just a big horseshoe. But yeah, that place is actually pretty big. So you feel like, oh, I'm going into a neighborhood, but I laugh because the second you turn off the road and you're going down, there's this big sign that says Edwards Nursery. And then it's someone's driveway, and they very clearly mark with like a bunch of signs, like handwritten, like, not Edwards, because they're tired. But people pulling into their driveway think it's Edwards, because this house that's right down the road as soon as you turn has a great big greenhouse attached to it, so people think it's Edwards. But I don't know if that's more
jokes
on
them
or they kind of made it look like a nursery. But anyway, beautiful, lots of cool plants. I don't know. I'm kind of getting more and more into that stuff. I really like, you know, just the serenity of it all, and just having like little water features and stuff. It's very zen. I like it. But they did have Venus flytraps there. Like novelty Venus flytraps. They're real Venus flytraps, but it's weird. They're all like branded. Like they have like, as seen on TV, like little...
Yeah. You should get some.
Cards attached to them. But they're real live Venus flytraps. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Could be handy though.
Augie keeps asking for them. He wants some for the...
Does he just want to sit there and like put his finger at it?
No, he's like, we need to get rid of the flies in the backyard. And I said, there's no flies in the backyard. He's like, well, there are.
He's like, I will make some just so I can have an excuse to get some Venus flytraps.
I think that's what he wants to watch.
He'll just leave trash in the yard until they show up.
He just wants to watch them eat.
Crazy kid.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was kind of the main gist there. That was, for... Friday night and Saturday, and spent it talking with the folks over at my parents' house, had dinner with all them. And then on Saturday, Liz and I got together to go around town looking at maybe adopting a cat.
Oh.
Dane, you don't want to do that.
Taking things to the next level.
Dane, I'm going to tell you that you do not want to. Why would you introduce that to your house?
Because I've already had a cat before, but that,
you left
that
it
one
at the old house.
Ended up like Dane, after years just... You know.
Have you ever smelled cat pee before?
Oh, it's the worst thing ever. I'm well aware. However, on this mission, the mission is to find a cat that can hang around.
An outdoor cat.
Outdoors, handle the rodents.
So my cats are dog door trained.
Yeah.
It's the kind of people I am, Dane.
That's what I got. I got a dog door.
You can't trust
them.
Don't
abide. Yeah. You can't trust
My hope is that they don't bring in like a mole or something.
Have you seen the Batman?
I know.
Can you trust Catwoman?
G's
can
gonna come
you
back
trust with... that? Can you trust that girl, dude? I couldn't trust her as far as I could see her. You know, basically, I'm just saying, you can't trust a cat. That's the one thing that separates a cat from a dog, is there's never ever going to be trust with that cat. And really, I don't know.
You find the right cat, like the kind that I grew up with in my parents' house with my brother and the dogs. That cat was basically a dog, and I was great with that, cool with that. That Maine Coon was an awesome cat.
Yeah.
They will take
something that you love, and they will pee on it because you love it more than
them. I'm going to find a cat that will not pee on things I don't want it to pee on, i.e. anything indoors, for sure.
Yeah.
Will not use a nice couch from Scandinavian as a scratching post.
Oh, it will.
Oh, it will.
Oh, it will. So it will. Both my cats do that to all my couches. All my furniture. They do it to any piece of furniture, period. My cats do that.
I'm aware of that.
There's no reason you need to have a cat.
I can send Augie over.
I would say if you got a small little dog.
That's my problem, though, is the dog is going to be more of a responsibility than the cat is. And that's the hard part, is I'm trying to find that balance.
You already got a dog.
Where, yes, and she's kind of lonely. I think as she's getting older, she whines more.
What if she eats the cat?
It sounds like you guys have too much time on your hand. Do you want to have a child?
Could have a child.
That's not.
Then you don't have to worry about them peeing on furniture. That
I'm telling you, man.
Opening the diaper.
That is so much more work.
You will be so busy with a child that a cat could come into your life and you wouldn't even know it was there until about 3 years later.
That's the way you want to do it. Child would make it much easier.
So
than a cat.
But Dane, or a dog. I'm telling you, you do not want to get a cat. Not you.
And I've had a cat before, but yeah, no, it's not great what they do.
But is it? Do you want it or does Liz want it more? Because if she wants it
more,
I understand.
Oh no, I was
understand.
The one who suggested it.
You suggested
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
How about this?
I feel like my house now is the right place for this kind of thing.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know because I also feel like a cat near Hill Road, right? That blood is on your hands.
Well, you know, if it happens, it happens.
Oh, and a coyote.
And the
you're
coyotes,
right.
And the coyotes. And the wild deer. It's just Dane.
Well, that's why I have a double walled-in yard.
You
so.
Do not want yeah, Oliver, right? Or Felicity, or whatever the heck
there,
you're going to name that
place.
Cat, right? You do not want that thing. You don't want the blood on your hands. I'm telling you, there's too many wild creatures. You have hawks in your backyard.
See, the thing is, when I was driving up my driveway last night,
you saw a
home
neighbor cat.
After having ventured around town with...
So are you guys just driving around downtown looking for strays?
No, we were just walking around. No,
do
we
you have
went
a
to
net?
The various...
What are you using?
No, we went to the various animal shelters that are in town because prefer to adopt
cats.
That. I don't want to do a puppy mill, kitty mill thing because that's kind of gross.
They don't,
and I don't
okay.
like that.
There's, so there's, Simply but, Cats, great yeah. time. Be able to hang out, chill out yeah. with the cats. Or just
I would
go
rather,
to the pound.
I would
pound
rather
cats
find
the
one. I kind of cringe when people use the term rescue, but...
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
I
haven't rescued any of my animals
from
anything.
I would rather adopt, you know, one.
Yeah. So, I get him from the pound.
Yeah, I mean, if they're
except for
they're
Watson,
young,
I did rescue him from a. I rescued him from an Asian hipster who had named him Sandwich.
Yeah,
Korean banh mi sandwich. So that's what he named him.
I swear, I swear, dude.
That I like it. Save it. So you guys went and looked at cats, thinking about getting one.
Looking and found that most of the places we wanted to go said they're open online, and then were actually closed because
on Sunday.
They were only taking appointments or whatever when you actually get there. The one that was open was the Idaho Humane Society, which I was surprised to find no longer operates up at
they got
the
new place.
Now they got this new place over where that used to be
beautiful,
that Mac store.
Beautiful
and it's
facility.
A gorgeous building, actually.
Yeah, that's where we
it
got
reminds
Sassy.
Reminds me a lot of a facility I visited when I was around Portland.
So you need to, if you go there, you need to go every night because they change out.
It changes out.
It's so, they burn through cats so quick.
Sounds terrible.
Literally.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yikes.
No.
I would say, Dean...
there's that Dane. Both of your boys just broke the bro code with that baby.
So have you ever considered maybe, I don't know, maybe just getting a bunch of rabbits and throwing them in your yard?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
A bunch of rabbits?
But don't besmirch the majestic feline.
All right. Thank you, DS.
So I'm like, here for both things. But I'm a dog person. I just happen to think a cat that's got the temperament of a dog is actually really cool.
So
I like
I Sherlock is perfect for you.
I have nothing against cats. I like cats. I've had my we've had a cat in my
when
my,
a cat is good, it's up. Great. When a cat is a jerk, I hate them.
Like I've also had friends that have had like the best cats. They were like some type of like ragdoll cat, right? When you like pick them up, they literally just like they're like a stuffed animal, right?
Yeah.
And they were a ton of fun, right? And they're really cute. And with that said, though. You still can't trust them because, again, it'll be one day you'll go to that one thing that you love in your house, right? And you'll go to pick it up and you'll go.
Like my backpack.
Yeah. And
my
you'll
travel backpack.
And you'll go, no, why would they have peed on it? Yeah. Why would they have done
There's
that?
There's no reason for that to happen.
This is in an area that they wouldn't normally use.
They will take what you love and piss on it, right?
No, they did. They pissed on my backpack. Yeah. Pissed on my backpack.
Piss on everything you love. Like, you're going to be, I swear to God, you're going to be the most tired one day, Dane. You're going to get this cat.
You're going to put on your patina. Listen to me.
Oh, you're going to go on our trip to our European UK trip. You're going to come home and you want nothing more than to lay in your bed on your own pillow and go to sleep. What's going to happen? That cat is going to piss on your pillow and ruin your night.
It will happen. And Liz won't notice.
Mark my words, right?
She'll go, I never noticed.
Yeah, that cat pee.
And you're like, it's like it's been here for a while. That's when you're going to be frustrated.
They will take everything you love, and then they will ruin it. And so, but they are great. They're great pets. Mm-hmm. I think that they're a lot of fun. I think they're cute. However, look, when you're not paying attention, the back of your couches, they're going to be destroyed, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to declaw that cat?
If I find one that's already, I'm not doing that.
Don't declaw it. It's going to need its claws for being outdoors.
Otherwise, it's got to be indoors.
Otherwise, it's going to be an indoor cat. Your couch, it will get destroyed. You may not see where it's going to happen, but it will. How much do you spend on that couch?
Too much.
Okay. How much are you going to spend on this cat? $20?
Probably.
Right? Not worth the trade-off, right? Yeah, are you going to get $3,000 worth of happiness from that?
You'll be happier with a child.
Absolutely not, because it's going to piss on everything.
Yep. Happier with a child. That's what we say. Right? I'm
telling you, a child will be cheaper.
Crap on everything.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
No, my daughter has only technically peed on me once, right?
Well, it's sterile.
It's sterile. It's fine, right? But that's the thing. Human pee's sterile. Oh. I mean, in the long run, more happiness, stress down the road, right? But we don't think about that in early years.
Potential payback.
Yeah.
But,
Okay, and on that note, my weekend was mostly spent doing that on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday, took Scott and Alan out for a walk around downtown because my brother wanted to show him his apartment and then where he works, his office, and just got a good little, checking out Boise on a very pleasant Sunday evening. Like, it was so nice out there, just on the cool side of temperate. It was nice. It was really nice. So we popped around, checked out a lot of the places. They, just wanted to get a lay of the land. And now that they've seen how much Boise has changed, they're like, oh, okay. It's really taken a turn for many ways positive.
They've been here for 2 years.
What's that?
They came before the pandemic was the last time, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And it's taken a turn for sure.
Yeah. And some of it's positive, some of it's negative. It's a mixed bag. It depends.
On that note, right? Have you guys noticed, right, driving around,
right, Darren?
They are shoving apartments, buildings, houses, small subdivisions,
and random holes
in places you would have never thought, right?
There's a house in my neighborhood. Uh-huh. They just parceled their backyard into a piece of property to build a house on.
Dude.
What? And made their driveway the normal driveway for both. That's going to become both properties.
Yeah. No,
It's messed up. Dude, I was like, what the heck? Like,
I've been driving by places and I go, no way. Like, that was literally a plot of trash land, right? And they are now building, whatever else into it. But that's a bad example.
Thanks,
I'm just saying the places I go around a corner and find a new building, it is like mind-boggling how much they're congested.
It'll be like pass by a certain place, and you go by there, and now there's just new buildings that appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, so on Protest Hill, where the old on Protest and Boise, where Big Judd's is.
Yeah.
Right in front, there was the Maverick.
Place has changed a lot.
No, they closed the Maverick. Then the little duplex neighborhood next to it that had like 20 units, they demoed all that. They're building a high-rise apartment complex in that whole section around
high-rise because it's next to the hill.
Around Big Judd's.
Wait,
on the bottom of Protest in Boise.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
all the way around.
That was a nice, quiet, peaceful place.
It's a beautiful little place.
It's a beautiful place to go and eat a burger.
Yeah, now right next to Big Judd's next to him all the way around almost, except for their parking lot.
So some places, they build a complex and there's like a swimming pool in the middle at the bottom. Here, it's just a Big Judd's.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're taking like the Rush Hour high-rise approach.
And it's on a house. And it's on a peak, right? So it's a lookout point for all the houses above, which means now they're going to have an apartment complex in front of their houses.
Imagine how upset you'd be if you were one of those. Well,
Dane, it'd be like your house. All of a sudden, the two houses, the three houses in front of you, they just tear them out and put a high rise in front of your view. And you're like, wait a minute. I
would laugh at how comically stupid that would be, but it doesn't mean it couldn't happen. It
could very easily.
Because that school that's down below my house is pretty old.
Yeah. Dane, you have 3/4 of an acre back there that's undeveloped. You could sell that and create a new house.
Well,
literally, there is the back part of my yard connects to the street above, but there's just a fence right now. I could just have somebody build like a duplex up there if I wanted to, and they could have a driveway and everything would go to that street.
Yeah.
You could, Dane. It's pretty
sickening. But I won't do that because I'm not a jerk.
Well, it's just crazy. I've just noticed, like, just driving around on Saturday, Sunday, and a lot of these high-rise apartment buildings, I'm like, who the heck is renting these, right? Yeah. Is there that many people, like, in terms of, like, needing housing to where, like, these are all getting filled? Because I don't know, man. I just feel like there's a ton.
Well, Boise just got named the most highest unaffordable place in the entire United States.
Yeah, that CBS News article that came out.
On CBS.
And that's the thing is a lot of these places being built are not affordable to like a college kid or anybody
period.
It's like unless you're remote working in another state and you're coming here and paying those rates, like it's not.
I'm just going to have a hard time accepting that someday I'm going to need to move on from here, right? It's very hard. It's a hard thing. Like I know it'll probably be what's best, you know, down the road. Maybe there's another place that, you know, will be. Yeah,
like Idaho City.
You know, not Idaho City. I don't know. I don't know where the heck it would be. But it's hard to you know, because I have not
move up the hill.
I feel fairly confident where I am that things aren't going to be changing for a while, and you probably feel the same about your area.
My house across the street, it's currently scares me because it's such an old little house on 3/4 of an acre. Yeah. I have a feeling that when that house goes up for sale, it's going to get raised and 5 houses are going to get put there across the street from
my move up by me then.
My area is built out. It's done. There's nothing else that's going to go in the area that I am. So I know that I'm fine where
I'm at.
Except
that big field.
Except I have that big field owned by the
school district,
the school district, right? So unless they build like a campus, which would suck, right? I have no idea. I'm never going to say never, but... It is one of those things where, I don't know,
it's up there. That would be delightful.
Oh, we have goodness.
Such greatness. So, how was the rest of your weekend?
So, that was basically just bouncing around to various restaurants and bars, kind of showing them a sense of the place on an evening, on a weekend, when it's quieter, but, like, there's activity going on. So now that they have a better sense of the place, they think like it's really changed in a lot of ways that they would be concerned about for the better, where they feel more welcome and that kind of stuff. But see what happens. But that was essentially my weekend. Not too much going on, but apparently it was rife for good conversation anyway. So
that's great, a lot of cat pee.
Yeah,
great talk. Hot.
Thanks for talking me out of that one and saying that somehow an actual human child is somehow less work.
It is.
They don't pee on the stuff
that
you love.
Not remotely true. I have seen what that does.
So, and you get taxes on that.
You get money back. You don't get taxes with a cat.
Yeah. What's that cat gonna do for you?
Every year you get a little bit back.
Just pissing everything you love.
Yep.
Okay, what did you do with your weekend?
Weekend, Friday, came home and my friends dropped off their 200 series Land Cruiser for me to detail. That was going to be my game plan. So I thought, you know what, Saturday morning I'm going to wake up, I'm going to get started on this thing. So Saturday spent the day just going through it, detailing it, while listening to Eaters of the Dead by Michael Crichton.
Not a movie.
My audiobook.
Now,
here's where I was doing it. I had the audiobook Eaters of the Dead playing in my headphones. Eaters of the Dead is the movie 13th Warrior.
No.
13th Warrior?
So you know what I had?
13th. Wait, the 13th Warrior?
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas?
So I had that playing on the TV
see that movie
while
forever.
I was working. So I was like, oh, this is great. I'm getting a full immersive experience.
Honestly, give me a review. You've had that TV in your garage now for a month.
Oh, I love it. It's the best thing I've ever done.
It was the best thing you've ever done?
Best thing I've 100%? Ever done. 100%.
It makes that much of a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
He's using it. Like, I'm really happy to see, like, somebody who put a TV in the garage who's actually using it.
Well, it's because I'm out there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
I see a lot of these guys. Like, they put up that TV, and you're like, that is never going to get used.
No, I'm like...
It's just so aesthetic. That's why
this is what I did. So my buddy Wayne got himself a set of Boyd center caps for his little Datsun project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he found two of them in Mexico with the Boyd sticker still on. They're very valuable.
But only two. So.
Well, he found three of them, but he already had three and one... image or eagle cap, and so he's like, dang it, I need some nicer Boyd caps. So I polished two Boyd caps, and then I worked on another two Boyd caps where I've been sanding them, wet sanding them with 3000 and 4000 grit. They're polished aluminum, and then I'm going to be buffing them out. And so while I'm working on that, I love having the TV on because I had Top Gear playing just while I was working on it. Right, had some old episodes of Top Gear. It was a piece of cake. Yeah, right? Exactly. I think so too, Darren. So it's one of my favorites. I actually own it, it digitally.
I like Zorro.
I bought it just Zorro's so that I could have it because it's Desperado. One of my favorite movies. Like, come on. When I was
Desperado is also good too.
But when I saw it when I was 13, that was my first taste into the Northman.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I was like, oh, this is I'm in. This is rad. Yeah, I'm gonna get tattoos.
But let's just talk about Zorro and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, I love that movie as well. No, it's one of my favorites. So. Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies as well.
You know? Oh, and Selma Hayek and Desperado. Yeah.
So
Nick's heavy breathing.
Any of the El Mariachi series.
All I said was Desperado repeatedly.
But any of the El Mariachi series, all of them, including the first one.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico is also a banger.
A great, you know, because there's four movies. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, so watch 13th Warrior, did that while I worked on the car. Hadley went out with one of her best friends for her birthday till 10 o'clock at night. They picked her up at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
They dropped her off at 10 p.m. Went to Wahoo's for 5 hours.
Dang.
That was a workout.
She's a teenager now.
Dude.
That's scary to think about.
Well, it surprised us because Carly texted her mom at 8:30 and was like, when is she coming home? And they're like, well, we'll be home in a little while. They didn't show up for another hour and a half. Hadley came home and she was wrecked. She's not built to be up that. My kids go to bed at 8:30. She was exhausted, poor thing. But she had a blast. So Carly and I took Augie out on a only child date.
Ooh.
So Augie, we said, where do you want to go eat dinner? We'll take you to dinner. And he goes, I want to go to Noodles.
Noodles.
So we took him to Noodles to go there. And then we took him to Walmart. And I let him pick out two items. I said, you can pick two things for yourself. And so he picked
Get yourself something nice.
So guess what he picked? So he got himself some sort of crackle clay toy.
Okay.
And then he got a hat.
Oh.
A hard hat with the two drink holders the hose that comes down so he can put two soda cans in there rock out. So he was pretty stoked to come home with that on Saturday. As soon as we walk in the door, it's 7 o'clock on Saturday night. He cracks two Diet Mountain Dews,
of course,
stuffs them in there, and just starts pounding them. I'm like, great.
There we go.
That's awesome. Yep. So Sunday morning, woke up and headed to the Porsche dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony and I judged the Porsche gathering there, a little and shine. We gave away some packs of Gold Eagles with some lens cloths and a sticker for all the contestants, all the folks that got judged. Porsche gave away $25 gift certificates to the service department for...
Are you kidding me?
The winner of the wash and shine.
How far is $25 going to get you at a Porsche service department?
It gets you an oil filter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's going to get you the brochure for the oil change. That's not going to get you the oil change.
The winner of the wash and shine got a $25 gift certificate. The People's Choice got $25 gift certificate.
Mm.
Right? And then
don't get me wrong, you don't want to be ungrateful.
Oh, I totally forgot. We got to go back to Saturday. So while I'm prepping, working on the car, listening to 13th Warrior, all that stuff, we're going to go back Saturday morning. I hear a banging in my headphones.
Right? In your headphones, though, not...
I'm just hearing this hammering noise, and I'm like, I'm in the exterior wash bay.
Yeah.
Of the MLS
You're in your front yard. You're
in the front lawn.
Washing this car, right?
This is front lawn.
And I turn everything off, and I go inside to grab a towel. And what do I see? But Augie has removed a safe from my inner closet, from the MOSHQ podcast studio.
Oh.
A safe. Pulls the safe out. And I go, what are you doing? And he's like, just trying to break this open. And I said,
what an Augie thing to do.
Why are you doing that? He's like, well, just want to. And I said,
it looked like something nice to destroy.
But he's like, I want to know what's in it. And he had already, like, he hit it a couple times with a hammer. So it was already starting to get banged up.
Yeah.
Now,
how old is this safe?
This safe's probably 65, 75 years old.
Okay. So it's probably worth
some money. My grandparents' safe.
Okay, that's definitely worth some money.
So yeah. He's not the kind of kid.
And my goal, I've had it since 2008. My goal was to someday just take it down to a locksmith, have him rekey, get me a new set of keys, and use it. That was I was like, it's a really nice safe.
Responsible thing to do. Save it, protect it.
Right. Yeah. Start using it. My dad lost the keys. My uncle lost the keys. They pulled everything out, and then they thought they had locked the keys inside.
We are one step removed from your son becoming a petty criminal.
So Augie has now beat the snot out of this safe.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
But what he's done has pulled one pin free.
Well,
and I'm like, kudos, Augie, that you decided to pull the pins holding the exterior hinges on.
Yep.
So then I said, well, geez, all right, I guess go for it. So I moved the cars around.
My grandparents' safe.
Just get on it, bud. We're past the point of no return.
Yeah.
Right? You're just like, I can't salvage it because you've messed it up so bad that you're just going to have to go on. Like, we just have to chalk this one up. We're done with it. So I let him just continue. He came to me twice only for advice. I need help getting in right here. I got this end off. I can't get that. So I show him how to get a piece out. Pop a pin. He gets another tool. He's in there with the pry bar. He's trying to break it open. He gets it open on his own.
No way.
Fully opens.
He's a criminal.
Gets it.
He will.
Gets it open. There's nothing inside.
Of course.
And I go, so are you happy that you got into it? And he's like, I'm happy that I made it in, but I kind of broke it, so now I can't use it. And I said,
no kidding.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's I'm proud of you for doing it. I'm proud of you for getting in there yourself and knowing how to break open an old safe. That's great.
Useful.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy safe. It was called a treasure chest. It's just an old fireproof safe. It wasn't very, it's not an expensive, fancy, cool looking safe. It's just a safe. So
the fact a child broke in, though, tells you it wasn't that safe to begin with.
He worked on it for 2 hours, Dane, and he had a sledgehammer. He had an 8-pound sledge out there. My 8-year-old with an 8-pound sledge out there. Beaten on this thing.
So this thing was just made of steel, or what?
It's all steel and probably asbestos.
Oh yeah. So, well, can't that.
But anyway, so he did that. So I was proud of him for that. So then Saturday night, I said, "You can get whatever you want." He got his hat in celebration, his drinking hat. yeah, right. That sounds about right. So anyway, then Sunday morning, got up, went to the Porsche thing. Anthony and I judged those Porsches, you know, cast
sounds like
our eyes upon it.
There.
A lot of cool stuff to see. We were done with that by about 11:30.
Okay.
Headed home, got the kids ready, took them to my mom's, dropped them off. My mom watched the kids while Carly and I went and saw The Northman.
Oh, you did go and see The Northman. Okay. Verdict?
I liked it.
Carly did not.
Carly liked it.
Oh, she did.
Carly was a little more vicious about the ending. Okay. She had another way. She goes, she felt that this was his first movie that he didn't do with A24, the director. She felt that if he had done it with A24 studio, he would have been able to do a little more messed up stuff in it.
Oh, interesting.
Gotten a little more psychologically.
So it wasn't messed up enough.
It was messed up, but
not enough.
It could have been more for my wife's test.
A24 is just one of those places that, like, they know exactly what they're doing.
They know how to mess with people's brains.
Everyone's a banger. But, yeah, Eggers is just a interesting.
Yeah, so she thinks Eggers probably could have done more. But I really liked it. I thought it was just the right amount of everything. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I wish it would have ended just a little bit better, but it was fine for what it was.
Well, better or different? Because did you feel the ending was
different? I feel it should have done a little more. It was earned, but it should have been different.
Okay.
And that's kind of what my wife felt, too.
Was it an unexpected ending, or was it pretty much where you saw it going?
No, I would be surprised if it was different, but it worked just fine.
Okay.
So, good movie. Overall, it was 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I felt, 90%. I think it works just fine. I think 90%. I think that's a good movie.
Oh, geez.
I didn't have anything really bad to say about it. I really liked it. I think Alexander Skarsgård for this, he got huge.
Yikes. Good action scenes, though?
Amazing action scenes.
Any good axe throwing?
Anthony, there's a whole Ulfendar scene that's insane.
Really?
Insane. It's so good.
But you're making it seem like it's not that great of a movie.
No, as a whole. It was. I wasn't bowled over by like, oh my god, it was the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Batman won that.
I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. I'll say I was more jacked coming out of Batman than I was, but the emotions are different. But they're both dark.
Mm. Yeah.
But this was like soul. Like I felt I was going to church kind of thing.
Really?
One of those where I was like, oh, this is everything I need it to be.
Yeah.
So that was good. And my wife thought the same. She just texted me and said, I feel like I like the movie more today than I did yesterday.
Kind of marinate on.
Yeah, you let it sit. You let it think about it a little bit. You think about some scenes again. You rewatch some stuff. But all in all the cast, amazing. All characters, beautiful movie.
Is there anything that we can be doing here that could improve our Norwegian heritage that we all have?
Couple things. It's going to be coming here in the next few weeks.
I have about 2% in me that needs to just...
Well, your 2%, my like 60%, and then Dane's like 13% that he is.
It's closer to 20 or 25.
You guys will see it. We're working on it. You'll see it. You'll notice it. But it was fun. So we left the movie, came home. I finished the Land Cruiser. Got it ready to go. So finished that Land Cruiser. My friends came and picked it up. They loved it. They thought it was gorgeous, and they always like seeing it because their kids beat the crap out of it.
Sure. It's a Land Cruiser. It's meant to take these.
And in case you guys are wondering, I did a quick exterior polish, interior detail. I charged them $350.
What'd you polish it with?
Actually, that's the one thing. I used UCP.
Okay.
I tried UCP 1984. Or 87. And good. And I used the new Rupes microfiber on it.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good.
It worked amazing. Such a combination. Then, with the UCP dry on the surface, bead maker. Wiped right off. First, I walked up to the towel, and the UCP was dried on the surface. And I was like, oh, crap. Uh-huh. Sprayed bead maker, wiped off so easy.
What were the outdoor conditions when you were doing that?
That was like 66 degrees, 64 degrees.
That's good.
In my garage, perfect. It was beautiful, nice setup. So worked really well. It was on a silver car, had some deep scratches. The microfiber cut right through, got all that out. UCP made it glossy, super glossy. Looked really good. They were like, holy cow, it looks so good. So nice, easy, simple. Then started working on those wheels, sanding those wheels, watching a little Top Gear night. And that was it.
Are they original wheels to the vehicle?
The Boyd's, they're Boyd Coddington wheels that he has for his mini truck.
But not on the Cruiser. Dawson's. I was thinking the Cruiser. Okay.
You're on the Land Cruiser? No. Yeah. I was working on the center caps, wet sanding center caps. So I'll put some pictures on
share them in the group.
The group if you guys want to see. So, but all in all, that was mine. Northman, though. It's a good movie. Two good thumbs up. It was really good. I liked it.
Good to know.
Anthony, how was your weekend?
My weekend's pretty good. I'd say Friday night, right after work, when I got my hair cut.
Yeah.
Obviously here. My boy Dan over
Dan the man. We love our Dan.
Redlands, right? It's a good experience, right? I like going to a barber shop, right? Like my mom cuts hair, right? Mm-hmm. My mom's been doing my hair my entire life. However, she was excited to hear that I found a nice barber that I like to go to, right?
Because I wouldn't stop talking about how happy I was with it. Well, I suckered you into going too.
Dane talked me into it. My mom's cool with it because she's like, that's great. So I don't have to cut your hair for free anymore. So that works out for me. So I've been going to this barber. And like I said, I mean, Dan's awesome. Man. He does great work. And today, I got helmet hair. You can't really see. But we did that. And
it's kind of like the Levi of hair cutting.
What's that? Yeah, he's kind of like a Levi. Tattoos and things haircut. Like that.
He kind of looks like
it. He wears the Scully cap. You know, he's got some style. He says he's still waiting for you to hit him up. Because he's won everybody else over except for you. And so I was thinking maybe I'll get Levi a gift card one day.
I'll have to go see him.
Go see him. He'll give you a beard trim, right?
He won't go that far across town, though. We both.
It's a long drive. That's like, a long that's drive like four states.
Eagle, might as well be in a different country.
Yeah. But so I did that Friday night, and then Saturday, honestly,
I have to go there on my lunch break.
Not super exciting. I mean, not super exciting for you guys, but I mean, I was on dad duty all day long. Katie had to go knock out a bunch of errands and do everything that she needed to do, work related stuff. And so me and Lucy hung out for 8 hours, mm-hmm. right?
Looked like Lucy was in the garage there with you.
It was on Sunday. But on Saturday, went on a walk. I mean, it was a little windy outside, but went on a walk, hung out, and just cherishing those moments while I still have a baby, right? And trying to do all the fun stuff we can.
I miss those days. And, I seriously do. I miss my days where it was just me and Hadley when she was Lucy's age, and I had the whole day to myself with her to do stuff. I miss that.
Yeah, it's fun. However, it's like a job, man. I mean, after about like after hour five, I was kind of like, all right, what should we do now? I'm looking TV? Around the house.
Lucy, help me pull this bumper.
You
want to go to the junkyard?
Twiddling my fingers, like, so. Do you want to watch
me play The Sim?
Yeah. No, really. I threw her in with me. We played for a little bit, and she wasn't having it. And so it's just a matter of trying things around the house. When, like I said, it was windy outside. You know, you kind of make it work. But then Katie got home. I went and took the Evo out for a drive, grabbed some photos, and... I think it's this weekend. I talked to Jason. We're planning on swapping the headlights over. I have these JDM headlight cover things I need to put on. And so if I have time this weekend, I might do that. I've just realized that I haven't really had time to commit to any major car stuff that's going to take longer than a full day. And just... because of the time, I don't have the time. But if me and Jason can pull it off, I'll have the JDM headlights on there, and which look a little bit more aggressive. They look cooler. And then I need to make a hood adjustment, right? Now, I would love to take a class on – I would like to take a class on how to get perfect hood-to-bumper alignment, right? That's an art in itself, and I would be very curious to see that, because I watched a video this weekend of it's called ACH Garage or AHC Garage. They do Honda stuff, and they had a red Civic, right? You know, similar to mine, an EM1 Civic, and they closed the hood and they said, "Oh, there's a gap here," right? And I'm like, "Oh my God, mine has that same gap," right? Whoa. And they're like, "Oh, we need to get this fixed. We'll pull in a professional over here." The guy kind of, you know, says some random stuff, and then they literally cut out him fixing it and just go to the next scene. But then the hood's perfect, and I'm like, "Hey,
what did you do?
What did you do?
Show me.
What did you do to get that fitment on there? Like, that's amazing. Like, it's perfect." And so, because I want to adjust the Evo hood a little bit, because the Evo hood, what it looks like in my it's so minuscule, man. It's,
well,
it's,
this comes from your concourse level judging of the Porsche Club.
But it's so minuscule, but I think that before my ownership of that car, I think the hood was propped up a lot, maybe while I was in storage or however long. And so the hood kind of has a slight, I don't want to call it a warp, but it's got like a slight, it's aluminum. So it's
skwampus.
It's slightly off. So what I want to learn is how to shim a hinge, right, to get that perfect fitment. If you raise one corner, does it lower the other corner? If you raise one corner, does it lower the front? You know, I want to learn that kind of stuff.
So it's not just loosening the bolts and playing with it. It's actually you're putting a shim in.
So most people can adjust everything by just those rubber stops, right?
At the front
of your, you know, core support, that's a great way to adjust most things. But sometimes if you're taking the hood off or you've ever, you know, finagled it, it can be off left to right, it can be off front to back. And keep in mind, you're talking like a quarter of an inch of movement, but it makes all the difference on where everything sits. So I want to adjust the hood on the Evo and the Civic, but so the Evo, that's one thing I noticed, and maybe when I tackle the headlights, I'll knock out that too adjacent. So and then on Saturday night, I think I tried to catch up with some of the Halo series, and it is losing me.
You're just crying now? It is hurting. It is not good.
Painful, man.
It is not good.
And then I guess on that note, though, Moon Knight made a comeback for me, which I was excited for in episode 4. Made promising.
Kind of losing me on episode 3, but
3 had almost lost me.
The last 5 minutes of 4 make up for
4 came back. So then Sunday was my most eventful day. I knocked out a ton of crap that day, dude. I woke up early, went on a motorcycle ride, jumped on the bike, went out for a big loop, and then I was on my loop, which that day was supposed to be a post-Easter, like, celebration with Katie's family. It got canceled, so last minute, so then I said, okay, I'll go for a ride. So went out for a ride, and was cruising around. Beautiful. I mean, Sunday was, like, literally... Wonderful. It was perfect. It was like a nice perfect day.
Yeah.
And as I was cruising around, I said, oh, my God, I got some place to be. I got to stop by the Porsche, thing going on with Levi. So went over there, hung out for a little bit, cruised on home, took Lucy for a little bit. She joined me in the garage for some garage organization as I was diluting chemicals, cleaning things up, organizing.
It was perfect for her to be out there. It's perfect day, perfect temperature.
I was realizing that, but then when I started like diluting the chemicals and then like forgetting to wash my hands and picking her up, I said, I probably should stop doing this. And but it was just a perfect day. So after that happened,
that's how she gained superpowers.
After that happened, I did an engine bay detail on the Civic, right?
Yeah.
And I filmed a short video for my Facebook page.
Nice.
Just Anthony Fisher on it on Facebook.
That's Maybe nice. Her. Yeah.
Posted.
Now, well, I saw your wife posted pictures of Lucy watching you wash the car.
She's sitting in the grass eating watermelon. But,
what's up, guys?
I did a whole engine bay detail, but this one was pretty complex, right? Because I've done a normal detail before, like on the white Civic for our cheap car challenge, right? I did that, and that turned out pretty good, right? I think it was a pretty good night and day difference.
Yeah.
But taking something that's lightly soiled but neglected and maybe it's had leaks over the years that were never really cleaned up properly, you know, how do you go about that? So I spent roughly 3 hours. 3 hours.
All right.
Wow.
Degreasing, pressure washing, scrubbing, agitating, everything. And what's funny is in my head I had this idea, okay, there's the transmission and then there's the block that you can see, right? There's a lot of space in those Honda engine bays. You can kind of see everything. Yeah. And my trans and block were completely grimed up, right? You couldn't see any of them. It was just a dark black mess. I said, I made a goal. I want to clean that up and make that silver again, right? What's the likelihood that I can do that? I don't know. So I used a couple different things. Power clean, I was using that like 3-to-1. Pretty strong at 3-to-1. I was using multiple brushes, magic wheel cleaner, and I used, for the, believe it or not, chain degreaser for our motorcycle.
Yeah.
This stuff melts grime off. Oil, grime, grease, anything like that. So I used an entire can of chain degreaser spraying down the block and the trans. That sounds crazy, right? But it's not caustic. It cleans well. But it, it's not damaging on any parts like that because you can typically spray your motorcycle wheels with it. It's not going to hurt anything. Mm-hmm. So went through, pressure washed, 15-degree nozzle in certain areas, lots of brushes. Nylon brushes were my saving grace. Nylon brushes are able to give me the most amount of, scraping power on the engine parts. But I went through, did that, and what I didn't have was Motorplast. So don't laugh at me, but I went to the store. I went to O'Reilly's.
Oh, no.
And I got a product that I've used before, but it's been many, many years. It's called Meguiar's Hyper Dressing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good old Hyper Dress.
Good stuff. It's good stuff. Worth revisiting if you haven't used Hyper Dressing in a while, right? I think Motorplast is a superior product, and I think the finish is superior. But on in a crunch... Hyper Dressing, man, good stuff for what it is. So,
it's like a glove.
Spray down my Hyper Dressing and then let that dwell. Went back, steam cleaned some extra parts, and I was pretty damn happy with how this thing turned out. I mean, this thing looks, is it new? It's not new, but I mean.
It better be if you spent over 3 hours on
it. It's pretty good. I mean, if I were to pop that hood now, regardless of the fact that it's got a little 1.6 in there,
people are going to be like, wow.
Pop the hood. People look at it and be like, okay, that's pretty nice. Pretty clean. So that's what I was going for. So it was a good, successful day of kind of detailing. And then I washed the car. One thing I noticed is on the hood, I must have sprayed a product. I don't know what the product was, but it's a perfect spray on the hood that had somehow, like, I wouldn't call it, it looks like a splatter, but you can't wipe it off. it's almost like a coating that was splattered and then just sat up. But I didn't use anything like that. So I don't know what I put on there, but I think I'm going to have to repolish out the hood. We have an extra secret sauce heading this way from some friends, you know, yonder
that I want to... We've been testing, and we're going to get some more of
that. That I want to throw on that hood, right, and see how it looks. So I'm going to do that on there.
But that's not what this was.
No, no. This was XO and CSL. Whatever, that's what I have on the hood currently, but whatever it's splattered on there, like I said, I clayed it, I wiped it, wasn't coming off. It needs to be polished, but I don't want to polish it unless I'm going to recoat it. So I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah,
that was pretty much it. End of the night, and like I said, I had a pretty good weekend.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
That was easy.
That was easy. Not too shabby.
Well, we had a. This has been a. We've been talking for years. We talked about Porsches. We talked about cats.
We talked a lot.
We talked about weekends.
Yep. Yeah,
it's been a long podcast.
Talked about safe crackers.
Dane, with that said, I'm hungry.
It is.
I'm
lunchtime.
Hungry for some trim.
It is lunchtime. Let's get it. Let's go get it.
I had to.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. We love that you pop in here every week just to see what's new or to watch us BS about our weekends. You never know what's going to happen, as evidenced by today's conversation that went a totally different direction than I would have expected. But we love you all, and we look forward to seeing you over on the main channel, the Red Company channel, for Q&A Thursday later this week. So, in the meantime, have a great week, and we'll catch up with you then. Make sure to subscribe. See you then.
Bye.